Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Patty Rowe, Treasurer of Women of Washington, about the organization. Thank you so much for talking with me today. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell me what organization you're representing today?
My name is Patty Rowe, and I am currently serving as treasurer of the newly named Women of Washington, which turns out to be WOW. We used to be a branch of the American Association of University Women, but we began that in 1973, but just in the last year, we decided we wanted to focus more locally, so we have disconnected from the national organization and have become WOW.
And can you tell me a little bit about what your organization does?
Yes, we've done several projects through the years, and we'll probably continue to do the same ones. Maybe we'll add something new if something comes to mind, but one of the things we do every year is to sponsor the reception for the new inductees to the National Honor Society. We present an education award during that reception to a local person or organization. Every year, give a camp invention scholarship to help one or two local girls go to camp invention here in June. We arrange career speakers for the RAP Center, which is the alternative high school currently located out at the Kirkwood Center. We conduct meetings that are open to the public on local issues, introducing new local leaders, new groups to the community. We maintain a little free library. The little free library that we maintain, we installed outside the entrance to the Washington Goodwill store. Another activity that we do is fundraisers. Oftentimes we sell Christmas greenery and poinsettias, and about every other year or so we have a bus tour, a day-long bus tour, and those fundraisers then help us to raise money for a scholarship that we give as often as we can to local women. It's not to a high school graduate, it's to a female Washington County resident who's been out of high school at least 1 year and shows a need for financial assistance. They can be currently enrolled in college or vocational school, or they can have plans to do so in the near future. And the WOW scholarship will be applied toward tuition cost at any accredited institution. This year, we're pleased to be able to offer a $500 college scholarship.
Which is very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good, especially I kind of like the fact that it's not for high school, like graduating high schoolers. It's for somebody that maybe had to take a break from college or took time to raise the funds to even begin to go to college. So that's kind of nice.
Right. We've had girls and ladies of all ages, middle ages down to just having taken a little break before they plunged into college. We have application materials available at the libraries in Washington, Wellman, and Kelowna, and then also at the Washington Kirkwood Regional Center. There's a short form, and they have to write a little paper and provide some other information, including some references.
Very good. And when are these applications due by?
And the deadline, things need to be mailed in, so the postmark deadline is July 1st.
Very good. And I know I did do a news story on this, so if you're looking for more of that information about the scholarship in particular, you can find it on our website at KCII Radio.
Very good.
So my next question then would be, how long have you been a part of this organization?
I can't remember which year I joined. I would say I've been in it for more than 10 years. We do still have at least one member who was in the original group from 1973. Who started the local organization.
That's really neat. Yeah.
Yes.
And what's your favorite part about being involved with WOW?
The organization focuses on empowering or boosting girls and women. So we have activities that, like the scholarship to college or the scholarship for the little girls to Camp Invention, the Education Award, the Little Free Library, they're all things focused on education, and that's something that's near and dear to my heart.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the organization or the scholarship?
It is a good, vigorous organization. It has a smaller number of members than what we used to have, so we are actively looking for new members. The old affiliation with the National Association for University Women required some sort of a college degree, but now that we are making our own rules, that requirement is not there anymore. So we hope that that will help us to bring in some very capable ladies who just didn't take that path at the beginning of their careers.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're welcome.
That was Patty Rowe joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about Women of Washington. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.